Speaker Voss says moving to impeach Justice Protasiewicz is not off the table. Here to talk more about this, senior political reporter Zach Schultz at the Capitol. And hi, Zach.
Hey, Fred.
So now Voss is tying possible impeachment to how she rules on the case that she did not recuse herself from, and saying that the U.S. Supreme Court could be the decider over all of this. As we heard from Justice Rebecca Bradley, he's not alone in wanting this to go all the way up.
Well, at this point, that's the only place they can go, because the Wisconsin Supreme Court is controlled by liberals who would obviously not rule in favor and would support Janet Protasiewicz in her recusal decision. So they have to go to the U.S. Supreme Court either to overrule her decision not to recuse or to overrule any decision that would come down from the majority in the Supreme Court in Wisconsin about creating new redistricting maps. After all, it was the U.S. Supreme Court last time who kicked the original case back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which then put in place those conservative maps that we are under. Remember, the first time around, the Supreme Court with Justice Hagedorn sided with Governor Evers and chose the Democratic maps until the U.S. Supreme Court said no.
So how surprising was it that former Justice Prosser and another conservative former justice told Voss that there should be no effort to impeach Protasiewicz?
Well, these are conservatives from the Supreme Court, but they're still former members of the Supreme Court, so it's not surprising they would try and read the law in its plain language. And it clearly talks about contempt in office and corrupt conduct in office. And all these comments, all these actions came on the campaign trail before Janet Protasiewicz was Justice Protasiewicz. So in that sense, it's pretty clear that that's how it should have been read. If you're a cynic, you would argue, well, you know, you could always assume you can find any justice somewhere to try and say what you wanted to say. So I think you could also read into that Speaker Voss simply doesn't have the votes right now in the assembly to impeach if he wanted to, and that he would need support from outside places like former justices to say, yes, you should do this in order to bring the rest of his caucus along.
There was also the argument that Protasiewicz should step aside because she got campaign contributions from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, but the party isn't a party in the case. Does that hold up in terms of impeachment?
In terms of impeachment, that's unclear. That was part of the campaign. That wasn't part of her time in office, so it shouldn't affect impeachment, but it was something that she spoke to in her recusal, in her decision not to recuse from these cases, and where she said the amount of money that was contributed by a non-party to a case that wasn't before her at the time the money was contributed should have no impact on her ability to judge this case. She pointed to numerous other candidates, former conservatives on the Supreme Court, who have received large amounts of proportional amounts of campaign finance funding from conservative or liberal interest groups, and saying that they've all been influenced by this, but no one else is recused, so she shouldn't have to either.
So what was Justice Protasiewicz referring to when she said prior writings of other justices might indicate firm preconceptions on the redistricting issue?
Well, remember, redistricting was just before this court in the last session, and everyone wrote on this. They wrote their own dissents. They wrote the majority opinion. So everyone is on the record in terms of how they did decide this case. Now, these appeals are based on slightly different issues that they say weren't addressed at this time. The conservatives say, well, that's exactly why we don't need to take this. We just decided it. This is the precedent we should be going on until 10 years from now. And the liberals on the court are saying, no, this is something we can look at. It's a new angle. Of course, it helps when they have the majority, so they can say that. But everyone wrote and stated where they stand on a lot of these issues. So that could be the basis of preconceptions, but that's also why the Supreme Court typically doesn't decide the same case multiple sessions in a row. Once they decide it, it stands unless there's a new angle, which is what these groups are saying is the reason why the court should take this issue up now.
Back to this issue of recusal with just about a half a minute left. What happens if Janet Protasiewicz was compelled in the end by the high court to recuse?
Well, if she's not on it, then there's only six justices left. They're split 3-3. Justice Hagedorn would be a swing vote, but we saw from his dissent in the decision to take the case that he doesn't think the court needs to revisit this issue. So more likely than not, the issue would be deadlocked and nothing would happen.
All right, Zach Schultz, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Fred.